Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The rescue mission, now a recovery mission in Baltimore after that huge container ship rammed the Francis Scott Key Bridge, sending it crumbling into the water below. ABC's Lana Moise with more.
The lights on the 95,000-ton dolly container ship went off at 1:24 a.m., turning back on with smoke before turning off again. At 1:28 a.m., the last cars drive over the bridge before the ship rams into one of the bridge supports. 30 seconds later, bringing down the bridge.
Six construction workers now believed to have been killed in the collapse. Lawyers for media mogul Sean Diddy Combs are strongly denying the allegations against him and are speaking out about the raids on his homes in Los Angeles and Miami. Combs is the focus of several lawsuits accusing him of sexual assault and sex trafficking. Only one ticket sold for last night's $1 billion-plus Mega Millions jackpot and was sold in the state of New Jersey. This is ABC News. New charges against the author of a children's book about grief, who is accused of killing her own husband. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Accused of killing her husband with a lethal dose of fentanyl at their home in Park City, Utah in March 2022, then writing and promoting a children's book about grief, Corey Richens, held without bail. New charging documents accuse Richens of another attempted murder charge for allegedly putting fentanyl in his sandwich weeks earlier on Valentine's Day. She's accused of giving him a fentanyl-laced Moscow Mule cocktail that prosecutors say killed him. She denies the charges. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Thailand, a step closer to becoming the first country in Southeast Asia to legalize same-sex marriage. Lawmakers in the lower house of parliament there overwhelmingly approving a marriage equality bill. And if you want a Tesla, you're going to have to take a test drive first with the self-driving system turned on. CEO Elon Musk says potential customers need to understand how the technology works. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Donald Trump will be in Wisconsin on Election Day. The former president is scheduled to deliver remarks at the Green Bay Hyatt Regency 3 hours after polls closed statewide Tuesday for voting that includes Wisconsin's presidential primary. Trump and President Joe Biden have already secured their party's nominations. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office said Tuesday 49-year-old Jolene Waldrop died of hypertension and heart disease. Waldrop died January 15th while lying on the ground at a bus stop in sub-zero temperatures. Waldrop had called 911 to report she couldn't breathe, but an ambulance crew failed to spot her. And you can forget about Vice President Aaron Rodgers. Tuesday, independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced his pick of attorney and philanthropist Nicole Shanahan, ending speculation he'd choose the former Packers and current New York Jets quarterback. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Where? They say winning never gets old, but overplaying did for me. Day in, day out, I was always chasing that next big win, desperately trying to win back what I had lost. I kept thinking the next one is the big one. But then my wife gave me the numbers that I needed. The Problem Gambling Helpline was a lifeline, and with help, I got my life back. I learned to manage my impulses and make informed choices. I found more time to do the things I love without having to carry the burden of chance. Now I'm not spending all of my money and my time playing my lucky numbers, hoping for a winning hand or betting on that parlay. So before you place that next bet, remember to bet on yourself, because when you gamble responsibly, everyone's a winner.
If you or someone you know gambles more frequently than planned or has made repeated, unsuccessful attempts to stop gambling, call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. There is hope, there is help, and there is a path to peace of mind. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Psst, hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and still a little breezy today, but not quite as windy as it was yesterday. It's going to be cold, too, with a high of 29 this afternoon. The wind west 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 11 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 37 on Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high back up to 47. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Without a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Two old people out of thing. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night. Waiting in the front yard, sitting on a log. A single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog. Yonder come my kinfolk in the moonlight. Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them in the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. My brother Bill and my other brother Jack, belly full of beer and a possum in a sack. 15 kids in the front porch light, Louisiana Saturday night. When the kinfolk leave and the kids get fed, me and my woman gonna slip off to bed. Have a little fun when we turn out the lights, Louisiana Saturday night. Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Yeah, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night. Get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light, Louisiana Saturday night.
Go Peppin' Alma Eagles. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fight? Now wait a minute.
Things don't look too familiar. And who is this cowboy who's sleeping beside me? Well, he's awful cute, but how'd I get his shirt on? I had too much tequila last night. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights? All those little shooters, how I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a good time. You're my friend, you're the best. Amigo. Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Shelley West and Jose Cuervo here in the Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Temperatures in the teens this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour, our newsmaker segment as well coming up this hour. Reminder, you have until next Tuesday to help out the Wisconsin Beef Council as they have that fundraiser going on to purchase beef for the Feeding America food banks across the state of Wisconsin. Now, they're hoping to provide beef for about 1,000 local food programs. And the Beef Council is selling some T-shirts and other apparel as well to help with that fundraiser. And you have until Tuesday. Just visit w-i-beef-council.toppromotions.com. That's w-i-beef-council.toppromotions.com to order the T-shirts, long sleeve tees, sweatshirts, and more, and help out the Wisconsin Beef Council with their fundraiser. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to a new feature on Dairy Radio Now as we go to the next level with special guest contributor Peggy Coffin, the host of the podcast Up Level Dairy, with the topic this week, dairy expansion and managing new teams. And Peggy's guest on this particular Up Level Dairy podcast is Bridget Schilling from Schilling Farms in Darlington, Wisconsin.
Schilling Farms is one that is long associated with excellence. And in fact, back in my magazine editor days, I used to watch their team be recognized annually as one of the top repro herds in the nation at the Dairy Cattle Reproduction Council annual meeting. They had about 600 cows, a top-notch team. Well, 2 years ago, the opportunity came up for them to purchase a second site with 1,500 cows, and it was 40 miles away in the town of Montfrent. That also meant taking on a dozen more employees who stayed with the dairy through the buyout. And it was during this time of transition that Bridget stepped back from her 12-year nursing career to join her husband, Brian, his brother, Andy, and Andy's wife, Sarah, on the dairies. And while the partners in the dairy were figuring out new systems, moving cows, commuting back and forth, Bridget could see their hustle to get the cows and operations dialed in, yet she couldn't help but ask one really important question. Who is supporting the employees through this time of change?
There was just a lot of the logistical stuff of this. So then I felt like, well, how are we supporting these employees? Because it's scary for them. What's it going to be like with a new boss? And making sure everybody's on the same page. It was give and take on both parts. We had to trust them and they had to trust us.
Just like the night shift on the nursing floor, Bridget knew that connecting with every employee during every shift matters, even if it meant paying a visit to the parlor at 11 p.m.
Spending time in the parlor and knowing what they're doing, it's different on every shift. You have different personalities. You work differently together. I want them to know that I'm a part of the team just as much as them. We have different roles. It doesn't make anybody less or more important. I think working alongside somebody is different than working above somebody. It's not perfect by any means. I never want to pretend like it's perfect because there's definitely tough conversations and things that are constantly evolving and you just have to work through those things.
Bridget has also brought structure and consistency to the communications with the Montfort team. And what she's about to tell you right here has been one of the highest impact actions. It's one-on-one meetings with each employee 3 times a year.
I do it every 4 months. And just to sit down with them one-on-one, we talk about, you know, I usually ask them what they're grateful for or what do they value. We talk about what's one thing you could improve in your job role. What do you like about working at the dairy? I just try to find 4 or 5 questions that we can just have a one-on-one conversation. And I always close with, what can I do differently as a leader? What support can I give you? Because as we know with anything, people don't just come to work and just have work to deal with. They might have other things going on in their life. And I want them to know I will support them or I have resources.
From working alongside employees on the night shift to opening up conversations and following through to regularly scheduled one-on-one employee meetings, Bridget has been able to see shifts in the level of trust with the new team, and that's helped get the Montfort Dairy running effectively and efficiently.
That's the other thing, and I did this as a nurse. I don't stand and preach. I sit down at a table and we talk together. I don't stand in front of them. That's not my style.
Step number one, she and the ownership team got on the same page and opened up their own communications before she ever set foot in the barn. Next, she built a foundation of trust by bringing in a translator that could be shoulder to shoulder with her as she worked alongside employees in the parlor and in the barn, asking them questions, following through, offering support. And number three, she's brought structure to ongoing communications with the scheduled one-on-one meetings every 4 months, where she sits down, looks people in the eye, and asks key questions like, how can I support you? What do you need to be able to do your job easily? And what can I do differently as a leader? And then she listens and follows through. And these steps have accelerated the new team to the high standard Chilling Farms is known for.
Our thanks to Peggy Coffeen with Uplevel Dairy Podcast. And if you'd like to hear that in its entirety, just head to upleveldairy.com. Thanks for listening to Dairy Radio Now.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice,
Place, Nature's Blend, and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I left Oklahoma driving in a Pontiac, just about to lose my mind. I was going to Arizona, maybe on to California, where the people all live so fine. My baby said I was crazy, my mama called me lazy, I was gonna show them all this time. 'Cause you know I ain't no fooling, I don't need no more schooling, I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it, when I set my watch back to it, living on Tulsa time. Songs, guess I'm just a wasting time. Well, then I got to thinking, man, I'm really sinking, and I really had a flash this time. I had no business leaving, and nobody would be grieving if I went on back to Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time, living back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it, living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time, living on Tulsa time, gonna set my watch back to it, 'cause you know I've been through it, living on Tulsa time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Don Williams and Tulsa Time here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning, 18 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the April contract is traded in the overnight, down 7 cents at 1578, May at 1637, June 1709, July 1776. Cheese markets were mixed yesterday. Barrels up 3/4 to 143 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks down 1/4 to 142 and a half. 5 trade a barrel, 9 trade a block on the day. Cash butter was down 3 1/4 to 283, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 112 and a quarter, no trades. Dry way up 1/2 to 40 even, 1 trade on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed today. Hogs are also called mixed today. Cattle futures showed huge losses Thursday as concern moved into the market over the avian influenza in dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas, and that led traders to liquidate long positions. Everybody headed for the exits in the cattle markets. Cattle futures eliminated all their gains since January. Now look for a mixed type of trade today. That probably was just a bit overdone yesterday, so there should be some short covering in the market. Hogs, meanwhile, they minimized the spillover pressure from the cattle markets as the trade continues to prepare for the upcoming hogs and pigs report. Expect a lot of positioning and another mixed day today. April live cattle opens the day at 183.10, June 178.37, August 176.42. March feeder cattle open at 247.72 rather. April at 245.45. May at 247.25. April hogs open the day at 85.57. May 91.75. June at 101.35. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower today. Again, some of this is a combination of the situation that happened in the cattle markets that has spread into the grain markets. There is some concern about cattle demand. Also, the situation in Baltimore with the bridge collapse. That could adversely affect agricultural exports, and that is providing some pressure to the grain markets, along with the weather for the planting of the second crop of corn in South America and the Brazil soybean harvest. May corn and July corn both down 4.25 this morning. May at 428.25, July 440.75. September down 4.5 to 449.75. New crop down 4.25 to 463.75. May beans down 6 to 1193. July down 5.5 to 1207. August down 4.75 to 1205. New crop down 4.25 to 1186.75. May soybean meal down 60 cents to 339.20. May soybean oil down 63 cents to 47.79. Chicago wheat May down 2.5 to 541. July down 1.75 to 557.5. Meanwhile, Minneapolis wheat May down 1 to 646.25. July down 0.25 to 653.25. Energy markets this morning are lower. May crude oil down 53 cents to 81.09. June down 50 cents to 80.54. Meanwhile, April gas steady at 269. May down a cent to 267. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 378 to April 381, May 384, new crop 413, cash beans 1114, April 1119, May 1124, new crop 1106. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 4.5, April 394.5, May 394.5, new crop 413. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 382, April 396, May 396, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 372, April 372, May, or new crop rather, 413. Cash and April beans 1119, new crop 1116. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 382, new crop 413, cash beans 1121, new crop 1106. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 409, April 410, May 414, new crop 418, cash beans 1173, April 1175, May 1179, new crop 1136. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 371, new crop 413, cash beans 1122, new crop 1116. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 164 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 175 to 145 to 173. Market cows 93 to 133. Calves at 290 to 990. Beef steers 172 to 375. Holstein steers 145 to 332. Sheep markets, light lambs 250 and down. Ewes 100 and down. Rams 115 and down. Goat markets, does 130 and down. Bucks 195 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 225 to 245. And fed lambs were not tested. Ewes 70 to 135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Actress Jodie Foster looks back at an amazing career and the journey she took to get here.
Yes, yes, I am crazy. I think I have managed to survive and survive intact. And that was no small feat. And look at me. I survived.
Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Country music singers have always been a real close family. But lately, some of my kinfolks have disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. They get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody made my prediction. So if I get stoned, I'm just carrying on an old family tradition. I am very proud of my daddy. If I get stoned and sing all night long, it's a family tradition. So don't ask me, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? If I'm down in a honky-tonk, some old slick's trying to get me, I say, leave me alone, I'm singing all night long, it's a family tradition. So
watching the news when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proved that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I'm packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Goodbye. Gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've gotta say that I thank God I stay, 'cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Bring,
take it right
bring me two piña coladas.
Yeah,
I want one for each end. Let's all set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Time and man, bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each end. Let's all set sail with Captain Morgan, and we will never leave dry land.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
In the paper, and to see you've married good, and to know that he can give you all the things I never could. Lying in his bed, when he begs for your attention, will you think of me instead?
And when he reaches out to touch me, will my face turn toward the wall? Yes, the door.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Secretary Vilsack was in Fountain City yesterday at the Great River Organic Milling Facility. They were announcing the first ever commercially available product that is coming from the USDA's Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities. It is a long grain rice that is being packaged in Fountain City. And Secretary Vilsack had a chance to talk with reporters. He said today was a very historic day.
Look, historic day. The first commercially available product produced pursuant to our Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry Commodity Partnership Initiative. Kudos to the folks who are here today for this historic day. This is the first of what I suspect will be many, many, many products. You heard it from the farmer, Jim Whitaker. You heard the opportunities that this program created, the ability to receive an incentive payment to embrace climate smart practices, the ability of folks to create a market opportunity that creates a premium product and a premium price for the farmer, and for consumers to have the assurance that what they're using their consuming dollar for is supporting climate smart rice production with technology that is reducing methane, eliminating a significant amount of water used in the process, which has immediate impacts on climate. And as we deal with water scarce challenges around the world, will certainly lead to American leadership in rice production. Can't thank the folks enough for this opportunity.
The secretary was asked if this new product would help USDA be able to purchase the product in their procurement process.
Well, I think we had an interesting conversation earlier today about the opportunities that the USDA has as it makes procurement decisions, as it purchases food for food banks, for schools, the ability for us to continue to find ways, as we are, to support local and regional producers and also climate-smart friendly products as the product line expands significantly over time. I think it gives us more opportunities to better and more strategically use our procurement dollars, which creates new market opportunities for these products. And again, I think it's a message to farmers that there's now opportunities for more new and better markets, so that it's not just get bigger, get out. It's get entrepreneurial, and in doing so, open up new opportunities to keep the farm, to be able to pass it on to the next generation.
I asked the secretary if there was going to be more announcements, especially with the dairy industry with climate smart products.
There are over 100 major commodities that are currently engaged in this program. It's now a race to be who's going to be second. And I think when they see the kind of attention this particular product gets, that's going to encourage more of this. I would anticipate over the next couple of years, you're going to see a number of these projects hit the shelves. Again, over 100 major commodities, all 50 states, several thousand producers engaged in this, several million acres already embracing this initiative, and over 200 climate smart practices that are now being measured, quantified, verified, opening up a whole new set of opportunities from an income perspective for farmers. So you think you're going to see a lot more of this.
While the farmers growing the rice are receiving a premium for their product, I asked the secretary, has USDA done studies on consumer willingness to pay more for rice, especially with the situation in California regarding Proposition 12, where the Proposition 12 compliant pork is much more expensive, and they've now seen a drop in demand for pork?
Well, we're fairly confident that there is a consumer base that will support this. I don't think anybody's suggesting that every consumer in America is going to embrace these products, but there are sufficient numbers of consumers who are interested and anxious to know. The other thing about this product is you go on the back page, you've got a QR code, you're going to hear about Jim and his farm. You're going to hear about the steps that he's taken. It's an opportunity not only to sell a product, but to sell the story, the innovative story of American agriculture. So I think that there are a number of consumers. You've seen a significant expansion of local and regional food systems. That's reflective of the consumer that's willing to pay a bit more for a product when they know it's a local farmer they're benefiting, or they know that the production process is something that supports their values.
I then asked the secretary, would USDA be considering issuing a new rule for labeling of climate smart commodities, similar to the product in the USA rule that USDA recently announced?
We've had a conversation about that earlier today, about the necessity. But in order to have a label, you have to be able to define specifically what climate smart or sustainable means. And that's what this project is designed to do. It's designed to give us a database of information to enable us to be able to define specifically, when we say climate smart rice, this is what it means. These are the techniques, the technologies, the results that were obtained. I mean, you heard Jim talk about 50% reduction in methane, significant reduction in water use. And these are big, big numbers. And you apply that over the entire rice production in this country or in the world, you're talking about a major, major climate benefit.
The secretary was then asked, would climate smart commodities, is there a marketing plan to export these commodities overseas?
Well, in the past, American agriculture and its export potential has been predominantly commodity-based. A grain of rice not distinguished from any other grain of rice. Now, what we're doing with climate smart and sustainably produced products is we're creating a value-added proposition that we now can then basically distinguish our products from our competitors' products. You guys want to add to that? I mean,
I'd be glad to add to that. So, for 46 years, Columbia Grain's been cultivating growth and creating new markets across the globe. We haven't procured any sales yet, but I can tell you that we have customers interested in Europe because of the AgriCapture certified stamp that we come with that certifies that this is a climate smart product, it's a climate friendly product, and they understand the methane reduction, the water reduction, and we are close to procuring sales overseas that will put American agriculture on the tables of Europeans.
The secretary was also asked about the situation in Texas and Kansas, where dairy cows have come down with avian influenza. The secretary had this message for consumers and dairy farmers.
Well, I think first and foremost, the message is that the producers who have had their herds impacted and affected by this have seen the dairy cows recover fully and completely after 7 to 10 days. They're back producing milk. The message to consumers is our supply of milk is safe. And that there is adequate supply. This is a relatively small number of cows we're talking about, so it won't impact the level of supply or the need for concern about shortages or price increases. And I think for the industry writ large, it emphasizes the importance of biosecurity, doing what you can to maintain and make sure that your dairy herds are not sharing water supplies with waterfowl, for example, things of that nature, so that we can reduce the risk.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack talking with reporters yesterday during an event at the Great River Organic Milling Facility in Fountain City. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
We'll have a chance of flurries throughout the day today in our ag weather forecast. Our temperatures will be in the 20s. Then a slight warming trend begins on Thursday, warmer still Friday, with chances for precipitation returning by the end of the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of flurries, highs 24 to 29, relative humidities at 62 to 67%, west winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy. We'll have lows from 8 to 13 and relative humidities at 87 to 92%, west winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. For Thursday, sunshine, highs 33 to 38, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, west winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Sunday, cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Monday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow, highs once again 45 to 50.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Mud is miserable, especially when it's consuming the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mud is also unhealthy for animals, so stay tuned for tips on how to manage it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Much surface water, very little vegetation, manure, and lots of hoof traffic. This is a recipe for a muddy pasture. It's a pain for owners, unsightly for the farm, and it's no picnic for the animals either.
Melissa Ferry is an Extension Small Farms Assistant Professor with Oklahoma State University. She says mud is a serious problem because it causes foot and hoof problems and creates an environment for pests and parasites to flourish. Abundant vegetation is a good mud manager, so pasture rotation is one solution.
And then also work towards building a heavy use area or a paddock with a footing material like gravel or some type of wood bark product. Something so animals can be up and dry and then manage that area. So pick the manure up on a regular basis. Pick up the wasted feed.